Chapter 1. Winnie. I've said it before and I'll say it again. A spectrophotometer has innumerable uses. The words left my mouth as the unmistakable and unexpected sound of the front door opening met my ears. I glanced at the clock on my phone while carefully cloaking my confusion. Two voices sounded from the entryway. My roommate, Amelia, home from work way, way earlier than usual, had brought someone with her. No big deal. I was almost finished with today's live video. All that remained was the wrap-up. For those of you who've tuned in before, you already know Mabel. I lifted the spectrophotometer with both hands, showing it to my audience. I picked up Mabel on eBay for a mere $25. She's a Fisher Unico 1000. If any of you want to use the same instrument when you replicate this experiment with your own sports drinks at home. The tan plastic of the spectrophotometer had scratches and dings, but it worked fine. Mabel is an older model, but I find value in doing some things old school, you know? If old school isn't for you, the newer ones are Bluetooth compatible and much smaller. The readouts will sync directly to the app, saving you from having to record your findings with these prehistoric tools. Giving the live audience a wry grin, I lifted my number 2 pencil and college-ruled notebook paper. Most of my videos were done in the kitchen of the 2-bedroom apartment Amelia and I shared in First Hill, a neighborhood east of downtown Seattle. Our center of the old house top-floor apartment only had one window in the bathroom, but it did have several skylights. On sunny days, despite the rumors, Seattle has plenty sunny days from May to September. The kitchen had the best light. As it was not yet May, today was not a sunny day, but the kitchen still had the best light. Win, are you here? Amelia's voice carried to me, which meant my viewers could hear her as well. And that's my lovely roommate. So unless GoDirect wants to sponsor this account and send me a brand new SpectroViz Plus spectrophotometer, which for the record, I would name Brad and love with all my heart, I guess that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson, or I winked at the camera. At the very least, you'll think twice before picking up any red sports drinks. Fred is here. I stiffened, unable to halt or conceal my visceral reaction. Only one person called me Fred. What is he doing here? I hadn't seen him in weeks. The swirling in my stomach demanded I forego my planned wrap-up spiel in favor of ending the live video as soon as possible. Lifting my thumbs to the screen, I rushed to say, "Till next time, this is the Chemistry Maven, signing." I was too late. Byron had jogged up behind where I stood and circled my wrist with one of his big man hands and pulled it away from my phone. The light, warm scent of his pine and sandalwood aftershave battered my senses. I felt my lashes flutter, but I did stop myself short of sucking in a startled breath as his face came into view next to mine. On my phone screen. During my live video. Byron bent and placed his chin on my shoulder, his clean-shaven but somehow perpetually scruffy cheeks sliding along mine, his stomach and chest brushing against my back. He'd randomly started doing this kind of stuff about 2 years ago, brushing against me, gently pushing my hair off my shoulder, touching my hip as he passed behind, like he knew how much the benign contact flustered me when he was the one doing it. Everywhere he touched scorched my skin. Incidental or purposeful, it didn't matter how long it had been since we last saw each other or how little we actually spoke. I ignored another twist in my stomach, irritated with my body for being entirely predictable.
"What are you doing, Fred?"
The question was a rumble. A dark, thick slash of an eyebrow arched over a pale blue-green eye as he inspected the image of us captured by my phone's screen. His hand slid to my hips, and he stared at us for a moment while my mouth opened and closed unproductively, mind blank, chest hot, cheeks pink. Darn it. I was a people person. I loved hugs and cuddles, and I was generous with physical affection. If a different person had come in here and placed their chin on my shoulder, I wouldn't have thought twice about it. My friends had labeled me the touchy-feely one. As I freely cried at movies, poignant greeting cards, or excellent commercials, I was good on my feet, under pressure, good at improvising. I knew I would spend the rest of this afternoon feeling like a goofus for being so entirely rattled